From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for, once again, the diary. Do you feel like the energy of other people? Are we starting to get texts? Like, I'd love for people to text in to 303-222-5423. If you like set an alarm in your phone to like, and you're like,
we
I gotta go
more
turn the
Facebook
radio on.
Comments of we like, have. Yeah, I forgot how good this is. I'm so excited. Yeah. I look forward to this.
All right, so let's do a quick previously on.
Yes, previously on, she was going out with Mike. They've been on, I think she said 4 dates. Yeah. And just like, he's super great.
He's a great kisser.
He's a great kisser. And he's really into, movies and stuff like.
Oh, he
French
took her to a
movies.
Weird French film, but
and
he's
she's
also.
Like, I know girls are supposed to like that, and I'm like, but if you don't, I'm starting to get a little worried.
Yeah,
that she might change herself for him,
because she is like kind of self-deprecating.
Yes, bit insecure.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like you're projecting a little bit. Am I allowed to do that? Like, are you an adapter? Have you been an adapter in your life?
I have been. I don't think I am now.
Yeah, no, I don't think you are now.
Yeah.
I think you force others around
no
you to.
No chance. I just found a good match. You know what? I hate you today.
No, I do. I do think you found a good match.
Yeah.
Look what but I did. I just told you this was happening. And
oh, okay. We're having problems in the studio.
There we go. Sorry.
I just worry about her being like, I know girls are supposed to like wine and French films. Like, it was just a little like, huh.
Okay. So we're worried that, and that entry was dated?
August 6th.
Okay.
We are now doing August 10th.
Okay. So she's had a few days.
Yeah. At some point, I'm going to have sex with him. Not that I don't want to. I do a lot. This is my new thing to freak out over. I'm an idiot. I know this, but this is all I can think about. Sex. I haven't had any in a long time, and I've never been good at random hookups. And even though I'm a big fan of Sex and the City, I don't live my life that way. I can't live my life that way. I've never been so nervous, not as an adult this nervous, but Mike is so great and I cannot wait. But at the same time, I am terrified. Everything is awesome. And what if sex is awful? This is the best guy I have ever dated. And we work really well together and have fun and great conversation. And I know I'm freaking out about a maybe, but I can't really talk about this with anyone. If it's awful, was the maybe she was referring to. We've been on enough dates by now that there's going to come a time when I'm supposed to invite him in or to stay the night. And when this day comes, I'm going to panic. What am I going to do?
That's too short.
That's the end of the...
No.
Yeah.
That's too short.
I am worried.
That's too short.
What's
panic,
going on?
Yeah.
Do you guys really? I know we're just reading the inner workings of somebody who we don't know, but I need to know, do women really think this much about it?
Yeah. But
I think we can. There's some times where I don't.
And I almost worry that because she's thinking so much about it, it's not right.
It's going to be a self. Oh, I thought maybe she'd make the relations bad by it. If you can you can manifest bad anything, right? Mm. If you're like, this isn't going to be good. And it's like, then it's not going to be good.
I always felt like the pressure was always on the guy. I've never really thought about it being the other way around. Like, to me, it's always like, what are you nervous for? Like, you're letting a guy.
That is,
you know,
so
what I'm saying?
That's like, so true.
Like now
we're going to have fun no matter what.
But then the guy has to make sure it's fun for the girl.
Right. So that it can
the
happen
pressure
again.
Is.
Right. That's where the pressure, I think.
It feels like that. I agree. I never thought of you guys feeling pressure.
Oh, my gosh. Endless, because like there's no clothes on and.
Yeah, we don't care.
I know. I do think once a guy gets in that zone, they don't care.
being awake? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm being totally serious. I want all women to, like, I don't know why I feel the need to make this a public service announcement, but like, you guys are, if you're like her, you're way overthinking it.
I'm concerned she doesn't actually want to.
I agree.
What are you talking? She says it's going to happen. Like,
no,
I want it to happen.
There was one line in there that was very specific.
One line of specific. She was like, I want to.
She said, I'm going to have to.
Yes.
I'm going to have to sleep with him.
And let him in. Ask him to come in or stay the night.
But I read the have to, like what you guys were talking about. Like, I'm going to have to take my clothes off in front of him. Like, she's insecure. But I don't think she's being pressured to or doesn't want to. She's just like, I just have to, I want to do this thing, but I know what's going
to
happen.
To me, it's apprehension of taking the next step in the relationship, which then, I don't know, is the whole thing faulty?
Yeah.
You guys,
I'm concerned for her.
Yeah.
But she says he's the best guy she's ever dated.
And a great kisser, so wouldn't you think if he's good gonna at kissing, be, yes. you know, yeah, he'll be good?
Sometimes they can be the best guy, like the nicest guy or like the best kisser guy you've ever dated, and you're still like
disappointed.
Yeah. Like the vibes aren't there.
Yeah.
I know we're way off topic here, but is there a way to find out if a guy's good in bed before? Like, do you take him dancing? Does that help?
God, no.
No, but I mean, I don't think there's anything truly
where you go, okay, this guy, you can tell, yeah, like he cooks or he, like, is there something like,
no,
I don't think so.
Okay.
I hope not. I microwaved a hot pocket last night. So
oh my God.
All right. Well, will she have sex with Mike? Hopefully we find out tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.